Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Early Morning Prayer. If you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Verse 3. So, as we continue, I guess I would call this a series on character building. So, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Actually, I'm going to be reading from the King James Version this morning. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's it. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for this morning. We just, you know, just as our motto at SP, to know him, to be like him, to make him known, Lord, our desire is to really be like you, Lord. And I just pray that this morning, that you would really help us to know you, God, and to be like you. Lord, would you just come and teach us this morning and really speak into our lives. I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, yeah, those are the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, blessed are the meek. So, what comes to mind when you hear the word meek? So, usually, the first thing that came to my mind, meekness, was a mouse. I don't know why. Meek equals mouse. So meekness would be, I guess, I perceive it as weakness, right? Someone who's very naive. Meek is someone who's bullied. That's why a mouse, it's like, you know, it's the smallest little creature, right? And or something that's lacking of personality. But I don't think that's what it really means in the Bible. Because if you look in the Bible, there are two instances where people are described as meek. And those two people are actually Moses, one, and Jesus. So if you can also turn with me to Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. So again, I'm reading from the King James Version, so if you can follow along. Numbers 12:3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. So I think your translation might say humble instead of meek. And if you can also turn to Matthew 11:29. So I'm reading King James. This is Jesus speaking. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. So here's two people, probably, I mean, obviously Jesus is the greatest person in the whole Bible, and Moses is probably among the greatest in the Old Testament, right? And these are two people who are described as meek, right? Would you call Moses someone who is weak and timid? I mean, I think not, right? I mean, Moses is a guy who, you know, he was a bold guy, right? He went to the Pharaoh and told him, let my people go, right? He was being chased by, as he was leaving Egypt, by like a whole battalion and chariots, and he's like leading 300 people. He gets to the Red Sea, right? And what does he do? He parts it and leads the people through. I mean, this is not, without a doubt, a weak character, right? He is someone who's bold, who is very spirit-filled. He is obedient guy. So I guess it comes to the question, then what is meekness, right? Because these are two, probably the greatest, I mean, Jesus is the greatest, Moses is among the greatest of people, and they describe themselves as being meek. So actually I have 6 points to describe meekness, but I'm going to focus more on the first one and then breeze through the other 5 points. So what is meekness? Meekness is, number one, is the attitude of humility. Okay? So I know we've probably touched on this a lot already at SP about humility. And humility is something where you really, I believe, you have to humble yourself. Because it's an attitude, right? So in the same way, you know, we pray for, there's certain things you can really pray for. And I think, you know, God will, I guess, grant those things or fulfill those things. And there's some things that you pray for, example, the salvation of a person, you know. But no matter how hard you pray, and I think God moves in those circumstances, but in the end, it's up to that person to make that choice for salvation. And I think humility is the same thing. God will, you can pray, God, humble me, but in the end, I think what God really does is he puts people in difficult circumstances or different circumstances, and it's ourselves who really need to humble ourselves, humble our attitudes. It is a choice that we need to make as, you know, as God created us. He gave us a free will, right? So something, you know, Pastor Sam has definitely mentioned quite a few times about humility is, I guess, agreeing with God about who you are, right? I guess it's agreeing about the truth. But, you know, I think as just normal people, we'd like, that actually sounds really good, but what happens is we'd like to embrace the good stuff. So it's like, yeah, example, since it's not me. So like, for example, Nate, he would be like, yeah, I'm a really good singer. I'm being humble. For example, that is correct, right? But I think that is the easy thing in our human nature. So another definition I heard is that humility, because I guess the false thing we think is, it's like, oh, if you're good at something, like, no, I'm not good. Humility is not the denial of strength, right? It is admitting your weaknesses. Right, and that's, I think, the hard part. Saying you're good at something, like that false humility, like deep down, you really think you're good, right? But I think it's those weaknesses and admitting them that is tough, right? So you don't have to turn with me there, but I think the best, a really great example of that is the story. It's in 2 Kings chapter 5. It's the story of Naaman and Elisha. So I'll just go through the story quick. So Naaman, he is the general of the Assyrian army, right? And he has leprosy. So he finds out that there's this guy, Elisha, man of God, who could maybe heal him. So what does he do? He is like, okay, I am the leader, the general of this army, I'm going to go. And he like packs up all this gold and silver. He brings like all like his servants, basically a whole entourage of people. He brings 50 changes of clothing, right? So he's like going on this trip. He wants to look good. Basically, he wants to come and really impress Elisha and like show him, hey, I'm this really important person. Check me out, right? So what happens? I mean, I'm trying to describe this man who's not being, I guess, humble, but really proud and really puffing himself up, right? So he gets there, and what happens? Elisha doesn't even come out to greet him, right? You know, just a very natural sign of respect is like the head of if you have a visitor, you would come out, greet the person, and welcome them. He sends his servant out, right? So obviously, Naaman is feeling like really dissed, right? He's really dissed. And not only that, but the servant comes out and says, hey, if you want to get healed, you got to go to this like dirty river and take off all your clothes and just dip in it 7 times. So Naaman, you know, he was a proud, proud guy, right? And he's put in this circumstance where he has to make a choice. Do I storm out of here and keep my pride intact and my dignity, or do I humble myself, right? So what Naaman did was he humbled himself. I mean, what he did was he took off all his clothes, I mean, in front of his, I guess, entourage, revealed his leprosy. I mean, this is... I don't know what it looks like, actually. But I imagine it's something that, you know, you're kind of embarrassed about because, you know, just lepers seem to be marginalized in society. And he's dipping in this water 7 times. You know, he doesn't even know if it's going to work. It seems kind of silly, right? It's just up, in, out, in, out. And, you know, in the end, because Naaman humbled himself, he chose to humble himself, you know, he was able to be healed, right? So that's number one, which is, what is meekness? It is the attitude of humility. So the next few is, I'll just kind of go through very quickly, is number two, meekness is esteeming others more than yourself. So that's a fancy way of saying it's you have to have good manners, right? It's to treat everybody, not just like the people, just not just public, but whether it's that taxi cab driver, you know, or that security person, to really treat them respectfully. Number three is absent of the spirit of retaliation. So that is not taking revenge. And I guess when you feel injustice upon you, to not take it upon yourself for revenge, I guess. Number four is the presence of self-control of your emotions, right? To be in control of that, your anger, right? To not just act out. Number five is, I mean, they're all kind of related and tied together, is the total trust in God. And then number six is serving others. So I just want to tie those last few points together. If you would turn to... Actually, you don't even have to turn there because we don't have much time. But basically in Numbers 12, chapter 12, Miriam and Aaron and Moses are together. And Miriam and Aaron... basically, unjustly rebuke Moses. So first they rebuke him because he married an Ethiopian wife, right? Basically, they're racist. It's because she's black. And then they're like, why did you marry this woman? They're rebuking her. And then number two, they're like, they're saying, hey, Moses. So, oh, by the way, like Miriam and Aaron are like, I think, older siblings of Moses, and then Miriam and Aaron also say, hey man, like, are you the only one that God speaks to? You know, God speaks to us too, right? And at this point, Moses, in his very right, could have really, you know, given it to them, right? Because, I mean, he's done some things now. But what does he do? He, I mean, the Bible just states at this point, it just says Moses was the most meek man on the earth. So I assume with that response, he didn't retaliate. And just to go back to the points, he didn't retaliate, right? He didn't talk back and say, hey, man, what's your problem? Why did he not do that? Because he had a total, point five, total trust in God, right? So, I mean, the reason you can be meek is not because just God commanded you. I mean, that's one thing. But it's because God has your back, right? He will correct those injustices, right? And with Miriam and Aaron, after they, I guess, say these things to Moses, basically God shows up. And he's like, do you not know how I communicate with Moses? You know, with Moses, you know, you guys are like, I feel like the Holy Spirit, no, not Holy Spirit, but I feel like God wants to do maybe, and I see this vision. No, with Moses, he was like, all right, step one, you walk up that mountain. Step two, you carve out these five. So it's like, do you know what kind of relationship I have with Moses? And then you know what God does? He gives Miriam leprosy as punishment, right? But just to go back to also step six, which is serving others. But you know how Moses responds? He prays to God to heal her, right? Even though this is God's justice, right? But still, Moses prayed for Miriam and prayed to God, heal her, Lord. So just all these things, I believe, you know, with Moses being one of the greatest men in the Old Testament, and Jesus described as, I mean, he's the greatest, and described as meek, right? I believe these are, I guess, characteristics of a Christian to really have God let them be used, right? Or to have that real intimate relationship like Moses and really not be communicating in mysteries and whatnot. So let's just close our eyes. So just go back to point one and the story of Naaman. You know, humility and meekness and all the points I kind of mentioned, this is a choice done by yourself, right? It's not just something you pray for. God, humble me. He'll put you in those circumstances that you can make that choice to humble yourself, right? So just pray, you know, that God would really, he can help you to humble yourself, to give you that discernment awareness to really humble yourself. So just as Pastor Nate leads us in this time of worship, just really, I guess, go before the Lord in humility.
You are the God of them. wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be like you, Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King. Oh, kneel me down again here at your
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. So just spend this time in prayer. You know, it's Jesus' desire for you to be like him, to be meek, right? And just take this time to really reflect on what that would mean to you. Let's pray for the house churches today. Conduit Road, led by G.A. and Sandro. Kennedy Road, led by Will and Tracy. And Pacific Place, led by Mike Cho and Angie. So let's just cover the leaders that, you know, that they would really have a impactful time with the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Let's also just cover the events this week at SP. We have Growing Christ on Friday, EG on Friday. We have the premarital on Saturday with youth group, and also just our Sunday service. So let's just pray over all those events. Also pray for the worship team retreat happening this weekend. Yes, Father God, Lord, we're just so thankful to you just for our church, the people you've placed in our lives, Lord. And yes, God, as each and every person here today, as they go off to do their work, Lord, and I just pray for blessing over them, Lord. You would bless them in their relationships at work. You would really give them real discernment of their emotions and attitudes as in the way that they work, in the way they treat people, Lord. You know, you see every little thing, Lord, and I just pray that they just be very aware, God, and that they would be available to be used by you this day, God. And I just pray that they would have a wonderful time with you, God, during this day. I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and just enjoy your quiet time with the Lord.